Hey everybody, I'm Joel.
And I'm Andy.
And you're listening to the Dudes and Dads Podcast. Hey everybody, we want to welcome you to the Dudes and Dads Podcast. We'll invite you to subscribe, to join, to listen, to be part of our growing community of people. We're just into dudes and dads talking about dudes and dads stuff. Which is, it's highly descriptive.
Right.
It's highly descriptive.
So what are we going to be, what is this show about?
So it's all about us interviewing people, talking to other dudes and dads about being dudes and dads, sharing their life stories, us sharing our stories. A lot of funny stuff happens along the way, Andy, in our lives, and some of it not so funny, but still we feel worth sharing. So we want to share those things with you guys. Hope to be an encouragement to you. But here's the deal. You can be a dude and dad and listen, or you can be a non-dude or non-dad and listen. also listen.
Right.
So we just want to invite you guys to tune in to the Dudes and Dads Podcast. We'll be dropping every other Tuesday. And it's going to be worth your time. We promise. All the fun you can slam into under an hour of just pure audio magic.
Joel.
Andy, happy birthday to the Dudes and Dads Podcast.
It has been 5 years since we launched this show. We're in our sixth season, but we started seasons weird in the middle of a show, middle of a year. So 5 years as of, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah. So the month of March.
Yes.
We call it the month of March is our 5th year anniversary. 5 years already. Andy, our little itty bitty podcast is ready to head off to kindergarten.
It grew up. Really fast.
Really fast.
I mean, where the time gone?
Where has it gone? And yeah, here we are. And I will say this whole experience, as we look back, it's got me nostalgic.
Me too. So if you've not seen, we've just switched to a new logo. This would actually be the third logo that we've had since the podcast has started. So we move on to logos faster than I change underwear, I think. But
oh gosh,
which is gross. But
that's wow.
That is just kidding. I change underwear more than every 1.5 years.
Yeah,
but no, we started out with we got a new logo thanks to our wonderful friend Brian Chris.
Brian, you're the bomb. You're the bomb. Yearthebomb.com. If they don't say that anymore, but I will.
But you will. So we got a new logo. So we thought it's time to look back at the show. It's been 5 years. We got a new logo. Let's take a look back for those of you who've not been with us since the beginning. And even if you have, it's kind of a nostalgia look back. So
yeah.
So we started out.
Yeah. What was that you played? Good grief.
That was our trailer that we came up with originally. It did not even have the music to it. It just was the us talking.
The ultimate
about
cold open.
Doing dudes and dads doing dudes and dads things.
Doing dudes and dads things.
Yeah. As I look back on that, it sounded really weird.
But it has a special place in my heart. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 5 years. This is just another reminder, Andy, that time does indeed march on. It marches on quickly. As I was looking through episodes, I know you felt the same way over the last 5 years, just kind of going through the catalog. Some of our guests that we've had on, I'm like, has it been that long since they've been on?
Right.
Because it feels like only yesterday.
Right. But so you actually came to me with the idea of the Dudes and Dads Podcast because you knew I've done a podcast before.
You were well versed in all things podcasty.
And you told me, Andy, I have this idea for a podcast called Dudes and Dads Podcast. And I said, absolutely not.
Yep. You shot me down like my first sixth grade girlfriend. And
that sounds like it hurt.
Well, I don't mean to project any sort of pain or grief onto you, but I did bring up some traumatic memories. No, you, for all the right reasons at the time, it was a full season. I'm not sure if our season of life has gotten any less full since those days.
All right.
More manageable. I don't know.
Right. So I want you to remind you guys to, if you are watching live with us, you can comment right here and we can put it right on. In fact, this one here,
ooh,
Dan Roth says, first time viewer, but big Andy fan.
Yeah.
So
way to get on board.
Thanks, Dan.
way to get on board, Dan.
I appreciate it. I'll pay you later.
Big Andy fan. That's going to be actually our next merch t-shirt.
Big Andy.
Big Andy.
I like it. Thanks, Dan, for the.
But it's going to be a picture of just a big U, like big Andy fan.
I like it. I like it. thanks, Dan.
Love it, Dan.
And so you came to me and you said, let's do this podcast. I said, no, because I was in the middle of college. I was in college school? At the time. Yeah. And I said, I'm not going to.
Raising the family, doing all the things, working the full time job in school. It makes me a little stressed out just talking about it. Actually,
it does. Yeah, it was a lot of work for me. It was a lot of
sacrifice for the family.
Yes,
a lot of logistics things to work through.
And so I said, no, we're not going to do this.
That's right.
And we didn't until I was done with college. And then I said, Joel, do you still have that dream of birthing a podcast? And you said yes. And so we birthed the podcast.
I did not let go of the dream. Yeah. And I will say, you know, Andy, when I think of 5 years ago, when I think of the many people that came on board with us in various ways to help us do this, we were loaning equipment from various places.
We were loaning equipment from places. We didn't have a soundboard. We didn't have anything to start with, really. You bought two microphones and yes. we started. And then we had a friend who said, hey, you can come view my, or not view, you can come be in our studio.
Yeah.
Not studio. It was a conference room.
You could make your studio in our conference room.
So Avad Chiropractic said, you could come, we're not using this in the middle of the evenings. You can come and use this space. So we did. And that was a challenge because that room, Joel, previously was used for an MRI machine. And so literally there was copper plating throughout the whole thing. So I could not get an electronic signal in there if I wanted to.
Faraday
cage.
A Faraday cage. You can look that one up, but it was, it was an interesting, we were in a copper room. That was interesting. Yeah. Yeah. But how fortunate were we? We had like someone get, you know, Dr. Clark, the man over at Avad, just helping us, offering that space up. And then, we were there for a little while. I don't even remember how long we were there for. Andy.
We were there for a little while. Also we have a comment from on Instagram that I don't think that I've ever seen someone use a stoplight for decoration, but we did.
Have they never been in an evangelical church youth room? Come on.
Apparently not. So yes, this is that's a part of our decoration.
Yeah.
And it works too. I wired it up to work. Yes, it works. Nice. I'm really distracted tonight on our,
you got all the comments.
I do. Great. So then we moved out but actually first, Joel, that's where we first came up with the idea of the pop quiz on the very, very, very first episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast. And so I want to take a little listen back, to a couple of things.
Did I ask you any good questions?
You asked me some good questions. Okay. I don't know what I did for you, but I grabbed like one question for you. So here, let's listen.
Okay. All right, Andy. It's now that time of the evening where we do the Dudes and Dads pop quiz. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just introduce what we're going to do here. In front of me, I have 15 questions.
What?
That's crazy. That we randomly just came up with.
You don't know my questions. I don't know your questions. So I'm going to ask you and then we'll do the reverse.
It's kind of like when Jimmy Fallon does the lip sync challenge. They don't know the other songs.
They don't know. They don't know. It's going to be, although if they didn't. Well,
I don't know.
I feel like they rehearsed it and then try to act like they don't rehearse it. This we did zero rehearsing for. No. I literally sprung this on you when you walked in.
You have no idea what my 15 questions in front of me are.
I'm terrified and yet excited all at the same time.
So because of the fact that you sprung it on me, I'm going to ask you the questions first.
That's
right. Are you prepared?
Absolutely not, but I'm excited.
All right.
Are you ready?
Wait, hold on. And afterwards, you have to let me know like if I thought of stuff that even Jackie doesn't know.
Oh, gosh. Man, if we uncover some things here tonight.
Oh, man.
Wow. We are really pioneering into new areas here.
We are letting you into our life like no other.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
All right.
All right. So number one, I mean, I don't have a drum roll sound, but if I did.
That would be.
Number one is favorite color.
Blue.
Band. Favorite band.
Wilco.
Favorite kid. Just kidding.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. So who is your favorite kid? I'm going to ask you that now since I tried to trick you on that one and get you to reveal your deep, dark secrets, but it didn't.
I love them all equally, and they are all my favorites for different reasons. So, kids, I know you're listening. Tuck that one away.
Yes. All right.
I mean, I was about to say, though, the competition still is on. If you want to emerge as the favorite, you've got some work to do.
So I asked Joel 15 questions. That was ridiculous. We don't do that anymore.
Holy smoke.
The questions are not 15 minutes long or 15 minutes. It probably took that long to get through.
It probably did.
But Joel asked me some questions, and this is where it gets even better. So, guys, let's listen.
What do you have for me?
Okay,
I'm
Andy,
ready, Joel.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Andrew. What is your middle name? Do you not know your middle name?
He just didn't want to tell us.
I do.
You do, sir. You do have a middle name.
I do have a middle name. Just call me Andrew.
Andrew.
That is true, Joel. I didn't want to tell you my middle name. I didn't want to say what my full name was.
Yeah, you were trying not to divulge your full name.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
We're gonna go with that.
I was gonna say like Andrew T. Lehman. I'm just gonna throw in. I frequently throw in a T. For no reason other than it sounds right to me.
Hey, well, you can call me Andrew T. That's fine.
Andrew A.T. Lehman. All right, here we go. So, 15 questions. Favorite winter sport?
Ice wall climbing.
Nice. Wow, that is a thing.
Yeah.
Favorite flavor of milk?
Milk, like the plain milk. Or chocolate coming in second. Like I'm okay
close
with the chocolate.
Second.
Yeah, but like milk, like white milk, like that's totally like from the cow. I mean, not directly from the cow.
But I mean, like, you raise cows, so I was like, maybe they're doing stuff.
Raise male cows, so no.
Gosh, that wow, that took a turn. Favorite love song.
Pour some sugar on me.
Oh,
no. I don't know. That's a good
why not?
Song, but right. I mean, let's. Yeah, we'll go with that.
If you could change your first name, if you had to change your first name to something else, like you're going to witness protection, let's just say that.
All right, cool.
If you had to change your first name, what would it be?
Okay, so I witnessed something and I need to change my name. I would change it probably to. Oh man, that's a good question.
Blake.
No.
Brock. I know Blake, if you're listening, by the way, it's not an insult to you.
No. I would probably go with, oh man, that's a good one. I'm not really sure. Probably somebody just wild and crazy. Chester, maybe. Chester.
Wild and crazy.
Yeah.
Wild and crazy. Chester Lehman. It really rolls off the tongue.
Okay, you're getting.
I'd like to introduce to you my friend Chester Lehman.
You're getting all these like questions.
I love it. Yeah, this is everything I dreamed it would be. Chester T. Lehman.
Chester T.
All right,
just call me Chest T from now on.
Chesty Lehman. Oh, that's man, wrong show.
This show went way bad.
All
right,
we can.
We promise it won't be like this anymore.
Absolely, we promise it won't be like this anymore.
I got a good sound clip from that though.
Chester.
All right, we're keeping that one. So that was our first. That was our first prop.
I love it so much. I forgot about
Chester.
Love it.
So there we go. I'm Chester T. Lehman. If you want to call me that. But that was our first episode. And then we kicked it off pretty hard and heavy, Joel, with that first season. We started out with your friend. I should say our friend, because he's our friend now.
He is definitely our friend.
Clarence Hogan, talking about growing up without a father and how he let out of that deficit.
And I would just say, like, that the way we started our podcast on that topic, I really think is at the core. There's something at the core of that. Like, if you want to talk about like the philosophy of this show or the kind of the groundwork of this show and where it came from, that story right there would be, yeah, that would be one of them for sure.
Yeah.
So you're right. We started, it was hot and heavy, but it was like all the right things.
Yes. And I mean, we're picking out just a few of the episodes. Obviously, I think all of the episodes we've done here are my favorite. But so we are just picking up just a few of the episodes tonight because we can't talk about everything. So, Joel, did you have any more from that first season that you wanted to particularly talk about?
So I think, I was scrolling through. One that stands out to me, because we ended up having this guest on three times, because the story kept unfolding.
Yes.
And that was the exciting part. And it's some of the most listened to episodes that we've ever had.
And we got to be a part of experiencing that story, but also helping tell that story and documenting it for those coming back to listen later.
That's exactly right. So all in all, just to say, it has been one of the great honors of this show to have the conversation with Ted Love. That first, back in July of 2019, we did a show with him, A Journey to Finding His Father. And it was just the beginning of him on the search. And then, then he and his dad connected, and then there were other family members that he came to know about, including a brother. And so, I love everything about it. And I, like you said, we were able to kind of document this. Mm-hmm. He was able to share the show with his family members. So like it was like a thing he was able to give them.
Right.
And say like, here's the story. Here's where I've been. You can listen to this, and then we can kind of like follow up afterwards. And just a really, really great honor. So I think back to it. It's yes, Clarence, and talking about the absence of the father. Ted's story was a little bit of an absence than a finding of his father.
Right. Later in life.
Much later in life. No offense, Ted, but
We're not calling you old.
But much later in life. After years of searching and just processing all of those things, that one sticks out to me just because of the way it kind of unfolded, and we were able to walk along on the journey. I think that's meant a lot to me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so we you had mentioned that we had started out in the Avad Chiropractic Clinic, it's Faraday cage, if you will.
The conference, Faraday cage.
The Faraday cage. But then we quickly actually, before the first season was up, we actually moved over to, I was helping out kind of run in the evenings, a church for a little bit that was kind of starting up and trying some things. And they had an older church building that they were a part of. And we were able to, thanks to John and Sheila Troyer, we were able to take a room in there. We didn't make Avad Chiropractic mad or anything. We just, that space wasn't going to fit us anymore because we had to set up and tear down every night that we were going to do it. And so it was a lot of work for me to get everything set up right. And so we moved over to this room in the basement of the church, Second Acts. And we were there for just a short amount of time, but we do want to thank John and Sheila for letting us use that space.
Yeah, that was, it was a very punk rock approach to the podcast. because we were starting to, Andy was doing some video, you were doing some video.
We started doing video, I think in that.
And
room.
We had to figure out a lighting situation because the lighting wasn't great. And so we had these photography, light boxes that we put up in there. Barely able to fit in the room, if I remember
right.
Correctly.
The room was small to begin with.
Yeah. So it was fun.
Fun. So moving on to season two, this is where we met more new people. We talked with, one of the first things that we did is we came to know that there was two people, Mark Hyde and Chris Fuller, from the Real Talk Christian podcast that they liked our work and we liked their work. And so we basically did an episode swap. We came on their show and they came on our show and we talked a bunch of different things, father related and just Christian related. And that was fun. We also talked with my cousin Corey, who was had recently dealt with the death of his dad. And so we were talking about, death, grief, and mental health. And so that was one of my favorite ones too, because it was another one of those episodes that was raw and real.
And we got like gosh. That's one of the, again, another reason why I love this show is that we've, I just remember that conversation. I remember everything leading up to it. And, you know, there have been times, Andy, where we have thought, like, we have someone's close to us that's gone through a loss or gone through something pretty, you know, pretty traumatic or whatever. And, you know, there's just always this fine line I feel like we're walking of, I would love them to be on the show when they're ready or when they've processed to a point where they'll talk about something like that. And yet, I think just some of the courage that we've seen from our guests saying, you know, in my season of loss, in this sudden, you know, Corey just lost his dad. So, I mean, so, you know, no warning so quickly, and being able to, you know, after some time had passed, being able to come on and talk. So I think just so beautifully about that. That's one of the reasons I love the show is that we get to have a place for that.
Well, and I think it's been really cool too. We've heard numerous times, and I'm not going to specifically name the episodes because we've done, I don't know, maybe 100 or so episodes total. So I can't say every one of them, but we've heard so many times that our listeners have really connected with a specific episode, whether, you know, it be whatever it is, like they've really connected with it and really been able to process some things that's going on their own, as well as just resonating with the stories of the guests that we told. And I think that's really our goal.
Yeah.
That was our goal to begin with, is just to build community. And I mean, the tagline is building community through meaningful conversations and storytelling. And that's really what we've done. We've been able to bring the people that we've known, that we know that have good stories, and allow them to be able to tell those stories and just connect. And every time I hear somebody tell me your episode or this episode has really specifically connected with me, it touches me. Dude.
Oh, yeah,
it gets me every time.
100%. I was thinking that second season, Andy, our interview with a friend of mine, Joe Rudy, who, you know, he, again, these stories where he's a youth pastor for a kid who's involved in a school shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And a reminder that when we're talking about dudes and dads stuff, it's also, you know, building this community. It's a community of people also who see their responsibility outside their immediate family, right? This community impact that they have gifts and talents to bring to their community, and that they're thinking very strategically about that. I think Joe is just an amazing example. Even really, we should have him back on because he's done some pretty cool things even since then. I just think that's just another example of kind of what our community is about. Because we hope that you hear people that inspire you to engage in a new way, to think, man, what gifts and abilities do I have that I'm just kind of sitting on and that I could be doing something else with. So that's one for me on season two that just kind of like, I think checked a few boxes.
I think for me, one more, I think probably at least from this season was the Gil Michelle one. We were talking about racial reconciliation in our country, and like that really opened my eyes up to hear Gil talk about stories of just how he was, you know, pulled over and interrogated when just really for being black.
Yeah.
And like as a white guy, that really opened my eyes up to things that are still going on in our country. So that was a good episode for me.
Yeah.
On season two.
Yep. And I mean, it's another advantage of the show. Like, we get to engage with people that are in different life circumstances than us, that come from different backgrounds, and really, yeah, I think just brings a lot of clarity. And then, I'm scrolling through all these episodes. It's like, oh my gosh.
Another one that we talked about is pregnancy and infant loss. And that was me telling my story of our daughter and our loss of our daughter. And that, I'm going to cry here. But that was a really good episode, and it was good therapeutic for me to be able to get that out and talk about that.
And to sort of set a cadence, I think, for something that the show, and kind of one of our causes, one of the things that we care about. Just the, you know, the grief and loss community that's out there, like, being able to take a really, take a real but positive approach to engaging that with that community. And, you know, I don't know how you've felt about it. Sometimes, Andy, I go like, gosh, you know, we, we talk about a lot of things that are like, they're hard, right? And it's, and mm-hmm. there can be some like negative connotation to them or whatever. And I don't think we've, I don't think that we've kind of just wallowed in pity and sorrow in the show, but we have called hard things, mm-hmm. And hopefully have given hope, you know, like the thing that we've again said again and again on the show is like, we Andy and I were not interested in doing, a Christian podcast. Like no. That was not our game plan at the set, you know, like, and for those that do, God bless you. That nothing against that. It was for us. I had this conviction, and I know that Andy shares where it was like, what would it be like if two Jesus followers just did a podcast, and then like whatever flowed out of that. And so
that is the show.
That's what happened. Yeah. So it's like, that is part of the conversation. That's always, it's our operating system in the background. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but when we talk about loss, when we talk about, why we have the hope that we mm-hmm. have, you know, we make no mistake about it. We firmly rooted in Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like that is 110% the case. But you know, we didn't come with some, religious billboard that we're flying all around here. It's just, this is our lives. And, you know, a lot of the people that we talk to share some similar background to that, others, mm-hmm. but not all of them do. And that's also been an interesting, I think, dynamic. It's a dynamic that I think you and I, Andy, both are trying to live more and more to in terms of, who are interacting in our daily lives, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's not just people of faith that need community or right. fathers or dad, you know, dudes and dads that need to know there's a group of other guys out there going through the same thing. So mm-hmm. I just, that's kind of another, you know, another dynamic that's been kind of playing out since the early days. And I think we've stayed pretty true to it.
So, yeah. So do you have any other episodes from season two? If not, we're moving to season three.
Season three, here we go.
So season three was the first time that we had a sponsor for the show. We got serious. Concrete Barber.
Oh, yes.
So we thank you, DJ, for those.
Thanks for believing on us early on.
We appreciate that.
DJ reached out to us. It was a match made in heaven. I'll just say that right from the get-go. Because Andy and I were both very mm-hmm. into... we needed a barber. We both needed a barber. So that was a good connection.
Keeps
there.
Our beards looking.
That's right.
Sharp.
Because we were struggling in that department. You know, every once in a while it got so out of control. We thought we only had one of two options. It was shave the whole thing off and start over again, or just completely neglect our facial hair well-being. And a new world was, we were entered into a new world. And so we're grateful for that.
Yeah, we are.
Number one. But number two, just the fact that there was... somebody who was willing to put resources behind us mm-hmm. and say, I believe in what you're doing.
Well, and we've had from the beginning Patreon supporters, and we appreciate that. Because obviously like corporate sponsorship doesn't cover all of our costs. Yeah, and right. so we also, you know, appreciate all of the people who have joined us along the years, who have come along and said, hey, we believe in you. We're just, you know, a regular old Joe, but we want to support you with, you know, $5 a month or whatever.
Right.
And they've done that and been able to do that for a long time. And so we thank you guys for that. And if you want to join us, you can dudesanddads.com/Patreon.
Andy, did you just say dudesanddads.com?
I did. So
tell me more, Andy.
We had been dudesanddadspodcast.com, but I acquired dudesanddads.com this last week.
Okay, can I just ask you, because I didn't ask you about this earlier. So have you just been checking in on the URL periodically to see when it goes open?
As an IT guy, I'm always looking for different URLs.
Keeping the radar up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Season three, though, brought a theme. It seemed like a theme to the show.
Oh.
Because we had at least two, but I think maybe even three different topics about adoption.
That's
whether
right.
it be adoptive parents with Darren Schrock's episode,
yes.
Or Travis Miller's episode,
yes.
And they were talking about adoption. And then I think we even might have had one other thing about adoption on yes. on during that time too.
Derek, our friend Derek.
Oh yes,
who
yes.
was who is an adult now, but was his family was kind of built around adoption. So yeah, that was it was episode 18 back in season 3. So yeah, you know what? That's right. I remember you and I having the conversation of like, are we going all in on this adoption on this adoption thing? Because we just had a number of people that had really great stories to tell, but that was a common that was a common theme, and I really really love that. It's funny. I Darren and I just sat down next to each other at a band competition.
Oh, nice.
This week, and he and I are gonna reconnect. So I'm very excited about that. But Darren, as always, and Travis and Derek, appreciate you guys being dudes and dads alumni and contributing to that excellent series of conversations. So good.
Before we move on to our more of our favorite episodes, if you are listening live with us and you have a favorite episode, make sure you comment.
Ooh, yeah.
We would love to hear what your favorite episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast has been. So definitely go ahead and put in the comments. And if you're not fortunate enough to join us live, you can always call us at 574-213-8702. That's our phone number, our voicemail number, 574-213-8702. And we would love to hear what you think your favorite Dudes and Dads podcast episode is.
Gosh, so good. You know what I'm noticing about, let's go into season 4, I say, because I'm just thinking about season 4. Season 4, this was the theme. We had three episodes, relatively early in the season, three episodes with couples. Now, in all fairness, so first we had, let me see here. This has been back in April of 2022. We had April and John Heflick on talking about self-care for families. Mm-hmm. Then, and technically speaking, the second one was, I'm remembering this now, the couple was in the recording studio together, though one of the couple remained a silent partner, mostly in the... during the time, but was there for moral support, had the headphones on, was there. It was great.
Yeah.
But we talked with our friend Megan about the book on this Enneagram handbook that she wrote as her senior project. That was super great.
Before we move on, I believe that your son Aaron actually has your phone, because he commented his favorite episode is Aaron's episode. So I'm assuming that that's actually Aaron with your phone, not actually you commenting on that.
Bold move. Yeah, I realized on the way to studio tonight, I left my phone at the house, and clearly someone else has it. So, but yeah, there was, it was Megan. And then, let's see here. There was another one.
Well, we had also Nate and Brittany Steiner on.
That's right. The Steiners were after that.
Parenting when you travel. And that was a really interesting one for me. I really liked that one because I always wondered, Nate is a pilot and he's gone for big chunks of the time.
Yeah.
And so I always wondered how that is, how they do parenting, because that's got to look different. You know, for me, I like being home every night. And when I travel for work, it's hard on me. It's hard on my wife. It's hard on my family. And so I was really interested to hear what Nate had to say about how they parent, Nate and Brittany together, how they parent when he's gone for a couple weeks at a time.
I just respected the heck out of them, because it was a lesson in intentionality, right, Andy? I mean, that's what it was. And we talk a lot about that here, and I just feel like I really suck at it a lot of the time, and just to know that. There are people out there that are doing it, just being very intentional about their relationship, recognizing that when there are calendar constraints that they have to take specific action to pour into their relationship. And so Nate and Brittany, if either of you are listening, love you. We're grateful for you. Thanks for a great episode.
Yes. Season four also brought our Everence sponsorship. So
let's not forget Everence Financial.
So with that, they actually are supporting this episode. So support for this episode comes from Everence, dedicated to helping making Medicare an easy step through free educational seminars and individual consultations. Learn more at Everence.com/Michiana slash Medicare dash Michiana. Securities offered through Concourse Financial Group Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Nicely done.
Yes, there we go.
They've got a little new ad for us. So nice, thank you, Everence.
But we do appreciate Everence and all of the people, because one of the things that it helped do is they not only helped sponsor us financially, but we've also were able to bring on lots of people, lots of Everence employees. And talk about things like teaching your kids money and savings and things like that. So that's been another good thing that I've really enjoyed from them, because we've been able to talk about topics related to finances and things. So yes,
yeah. Also good things. Gosh, and then I'm going through. I'm also just remembering in the midst of this, Andy, like we did, like these episodes even early on through the COVID years period of time when we were doing these remotely apart from each other too. And that was
an interesting time.
Probably not our greatest quality of recordings, I'm willing to bet, but nevertheless, we made it work.
We did make it work.
I'm looking back now. Season four, a lot of good stuff.
Season four also brought Colin Yoder.
Yeah,
talking about funeral home directing, and that was an interesting one for me, just because we were
a look behind the curtain, if you will.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, and then moving right along as we got into season five, we kicked season five off only a little over a year ago. I was just saying to you before the show, Andy, Justin and Trisha Davis, the beginning of that, the story of a marriage separated and reunited. We've talked a lot about on the show about all kinds of dad related things, but inevitably can't talk about a lot of dad stuff without talking about relationships and the marriages that make
dad
thing happen.
Which is interesting, because I mean, we are called dudes and dads, but we do have a lot of non dudes and non dads. We've had both of our wives on a couple times.
Yeah.
A couple different episodes. The one with Justin and Trisha was really good, because it was interesting to hear how that worked for them and the reconciliation and just like what God has done in their lives to bring them to the point where they were reconciled from what had happened, from the choices that were made.
I was listening back through the episode, and the thing that also stuck out to me was identifying the red flags in relationships that are the frequent, like what kind of precede something really drastic happening in a relationship. And, you know, those are the things in this whole show that we are looking to give like practical, like, hey, be on the lookout for these things in your relationships. Be intentional about not putting yourself in these positions, because sometimes the best wisdom that can be offered is wisdom that comes from real life, like obviously real life experience, but simple things to be aware of and routine things to be asking yourself questions about. I really think that we got that from Justin and Trisha. So Justin and Trisha, it's been a spell, but we hope you're well. And thanks for
joining us.
Kicking off the that season.
Now, I do want to say, if we don't mention an episode that you were on, it does not mean that we didn't enjoy your episode.
There are so many episodes.
We couldn't talk about all of our episodes that we did. We do 19-ish episodes per season, and so there is a lot to go. So these are really just top level things that have meant a lot to us. But that doesn't mean that if you were on and we didn't mention you, that we didn't enjoy you being on.
Just to be clear, the episode we didn't mention from July of last year, Mayo Chup is life changing. I mean,
that was life changing, but we didn't mention it.
Mayo and ketchup. What yeah. kind of
one of the other ones from season five that I really liked was, well, actually, I should take this back. One of the things that kind of surprised me about doing the shows in this show in general is the amount of people that we've had pitch things to us.
Oh, yeah.
Like say things like, hey, we've got this guest and this guest and this guest. And some of them, I'm looking at them like there was one today that was really interesting. The guy basically pitched me and everything that he topics had nothing to do with anything we've ever talked about.
Got it.
But and not really pertaining to dudes or dads.
And so you did the polite Andy Lehman dudes and dads. Yeah. I was going to say you did the polite reply. Thanks, but no thanks.
No. But one of the things that I have really enjoyed is see the different things that have been pitched to us, that topics that I wouldn't have even thought about that that are, you know, different things. And so one of those that were pitched to us is the documentary Into the Light about freedom from bondage to pornography to freedom in Christ.
Yeah.
And with Jacob, and Jacob came on. Jacob was the producer, the videographer, like he was in charge of this video. He made this video, this documentary. And so graciously, you know, we were able to see the show, and then we brought him on and we were able to talk to him about why he made it and what, you know, and all of that and his heart behind and making that. And that one stood out for me.
Yeah, that was a great one. I think, again, anytime we're able to partner with another great cause and bring awareness and promote things that that matter to us and to our families, that's another win of this show. So yes. we're always glad to have people on that are like, hey, I'd like to talk about this thing so that more people can know about it. And if we're like, yes, we're pro that thing, whatever it might be. It's a great opportunity.
Yes. So Pat Yoder commented, and Pat says that we were just talking about you guys last Sunday with Martin Thomas, and he commented about the good job that you did with his interview. So that was another good interview we talked with Martin, and Martin was, I don't remember what season that was in, but Martin had been incarcerated and was able to out of that create a ministry for men coming out of incarceration and kind of becoming, helping them to be able to fit back into society after they've been incarcerated. And so that was a really good, good episode also.
Yeah. Season 3, episode 15, actually, Andy, in talking about the Nazareth Man House. What an amazing ministry down there in Indianapolis. And then also up here, in Northern Indiana as well. Again, the people we get to talk to, the stories, the life transformations, man, guys, I hope you know, like, this stuff is for real. These things happen. And just to be able to be along for the ride is super great. So thanks for that comment, Pat. That's super encouraging. Yes. We're grateful for that. So Andy, here we are now.
Michael Lehman, overcoming his heart defect. That was a good one too.
Oh, solid. Way to go.
My son on talking about his heart defect just recently.
But like also like one of the early episodes, Andy, was us talking about Micah's heart issues just before he went in for surgery.
Yes. Yes.
And like that was
and actually that's where I came up with one of our logos at is like I was staying up late because I was in the hospital with him and was creating a logo. So,
oh my gosh. I mean, I'm going to cry too. the thing that brings, you know, when we talk about that episode, is that, and I've heard this, I actually just heard this, our friend, Ashley Jordan just mentioned this to me. We're at an event, you know, people say they appreciate, Andy, like the relationship that you and I have and how we just are, you know, real with each other. We're friends. We have like a normal, it feels like you're kind of just sitting in the living room having a conversation with us. And that's always been the goal. That's what we always, we strive for. But a big part of it is like people that are listening to the show, what I hope you hear is that, you know, my life and Andy's life and the life of our families, are deeply connected with each other. And, you know, we talk about that episode with Micah, you know, I will go to sitting with you guys in the pre-op room, you know, praying over him together before he went in for heart surgery. And, you know, so each of these episodes, like so many of them, are connected to these other big life events, things that we got to do together, even when it was scary or there was some level of uncertainty about it. I mean, and yet we knew that he was in great care. Mm-hmm. He was in the best place to be for all of that down at Riley. But yeah, I think that's another thing I love. I love that these episodes are just little, they're little time capsules for us that really take us back to some, I don't know, just some really like some big milestones in our relationship together, in our journey together to be better dudes, to be better dads. So
yes,
that's a great reminder. Thank you. So thanks, Micah.
So this is way back at the beginning, but on Instagram, Zach has said that Batman, Superman, and Indiana Jones so far is his favorite.
Nice.
So that was an old one.
That's an oldie. We talked about.
We were talking about just like
the rugged individualist versus the fact that we actually do need community. We need people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that episode. That was a pre-COVID. I'm pretty sure it was a pre-COVID discussion.
Yeah,
and so it was probably more true than we even realized it was. Like that we do need people. We got reminded of that in that season for sure. Yeah. So yeah, thank you, thank you. So here we are, Andy, in this season six.
Holy moly, season six.
Holy moly.
Chester.
That's so silly. Yeah, I think every year we kind of in some way, shape or fashion, we take a second. We slow down for a minute. We think about this show. We think about,
again, to me, it's the lives that we've been able to be involved in and in touch with and being able to foster and share these stories, help get the stories out that matter, the life-changing stories. Those to me have been the biggest thing. I feel like I'm at like the Grammys now, but like really, I want to thank all of you guys who are listeners. You guys have stuck with us, some of us, and I love hearing how you guys came to hear about our show I just want to thank all of you guys for listening, because we really couldn't do it without you guys. We couldn't do it without the support of our patrons and our sponsors. And yeah, just really honestly, guys, like the lives that we've had the ability to be a part of and the stories that we've heard really are what get me. The stories that we hear coming back saying you guys have helped me in this way or just like this really touched me, like that to me is worth that. Like it's why I do this podcast.
100%. Yeah. I'm glad to do it. And you know, we will, continue on. I will say, Andy, that, at the very end here, I've got actually we have an upcoming event. This is like we have an event that we're going to be at.
Well, and that is the other thing too, Joel. We've been able to do some things like MC. Like we got the honor time to MC a fundraising event for an organization that raises money for funerals for infants and stillborns and those families. And then we got the honor to MC that one time, and that was amazing too.
Yeah. We're also, well, you know what? We should put this up, Andy, on the social media side, but, Tuesday, March 26th, we're going to be, at the Fathers Matter Forum at the Northern Indiana Event Center. It's going to be an amazing event, and there's lots of organizations there. Mm-hmm. And Keith's, keynote speaker, which I'm really excited to hear about, William Courtney. Gentleman out of Memphis, Tennessee, long time coaching career, some really amazing life experiences he has, things to share. with a group. Every 2 years, though, they do. They put DJ Construction puts this great event on. So just want to let all of you know about that. Again, the Fathers Matter Forum, 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 22nd. But Andy and I are going to be tabling there, and this is going to be, we're going to be doing our best to just simply get people to join our community, just to have an awareness about the show. And as always, we're trying to recruit future guests. So that'll be another great place to do it, to reach out and to hopefully connect with our people in the community. But before
we go.
And now it's time for the Dudes and Dads pop quiz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, before the pop quiz, though, Joel, something we forgot and haven't done for a while. Oh.
What's brewing?
So that was my daughter, Hattie, way back when we first started this show. And we did a segment. We haven't done it for a while. And we're not going to do it tonight, but we might bring it back soon. But essentially, what's brewing was we talked about coffee that we were drinking that night, but we also talked about, like, really what's brewing on in our lives.
Yeah, so, and we've sort of given up late night coffee.
Because we're getting older.
We're getting old and can't handle it, can't hack anymore. See, that just tells you how many years have passed on. Like, we used to be able to do the coffee thing, and now Andy's drinking water. I had a lovely water, and now, although I should say...
are drinking Monster.
I do have a caffeinated beverage here, right here, because, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know how to drink anything else these days. It's zero sugar, though, so I'll get a slight pass.
All right. So, Joel, I'm going to ask you first, and we won't do 15 questions because that's incredibly too long.
We know better.
We know better now. What was your first screen name?
Ooh, let's see. It was AOL Messenger.
That's not a screen name.
That was like my handle.
I got you.
Was Redeemed 321.
I don't remember what my first like screen name was, but my first email address was Eternal Life, but it had like some of the vowels missing and things.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So Christian. Oh, you know what though? Yeah. I'm saying that now. That sounds it. No, I'm wrong about that. That was post conversion when I got my life back on track. Before that, it was, Mr. Magic 54, and yep, uh-huh, yeah, if you could all see Andy's face, it's completely appropriate. What you need to know is that was a Mr. I'm just so embarrassed to say this, that was a rapper that I was into.
Wow.
From again, guys, junior high years. I'm gonna forget. It was from a rap label that was putting out rap albums like every other week and was very, very popular at the time. And I was caught up all into that. So then it went to the Redeemed 321
after you were redeemed
after I
all right
got my life
what's
together.
Your question for me,
Andy, my question to you is, if you were to be able to relive any experience that you had within this last week, what are you going to do? What's going to be the do-over?
I would probably, honestly, this is going to sound really, really bad, but so Eli had his championship basketball game. Like, so it was like semifinals mm-hmm. Friday and then championship Saturday.
Okay.
They played a team. I was not happy with the way that I reacted to the parents and fans of the other team.
You got, okay.
I was convicted later that I probably should have, and I probably should have just kept my mouth shut.
Gotcha.
And so I would redo that. Let's be honest. I'm going to be honest.
We've all been there, and hopefully, I think you're fortunate enough, as I am, that nobody was recording us.
I hope
because those are the worst videos ever of
right.
parents getting into it at a youth sporting event.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
What's the favorite thing you bought this year? I know that this year is not very far into it, but what's the very favorite thing that you've bought?
Mm. I don't know. I just got the new iPhone and I'm feeling okay about that. We'll say that. There's nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, actually, no. I'm going to take that back. Andy, I procured for myself a nice bright green sports coat.
Oh,
I'm very excited about. The reason is the organization I work for, it matches exactly like their corporate. It's green and black is like their like organization sure. corporate color. So I'm going to be able to wear that to our end of year event, but also the national conference we're going to. And it's just, I've never been so excited about a green coat in all my life.
You are getting old.
Life. Yep. I know. I'm just saying, I was just like, you're searching for, even like when you're searching for like, there's a million greens out there, right? And you're like, or something, you know,
you
like,
found the right one.
You found the right one. You're like, I totally lucked out on this. So yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Cool. All right. One for me. And I got one more for you.
Okay. My next question for you is, what is, we'll say this year so far, we'll just give you a few months. What has been your favorite dish that you have eaten as a family this year?
Favorite dish that I've eaten as a family this year? Green bean casserole. No, just kidding. Not green bean casserole. That's an old joke.
Yeah, green bean casserole makes its rounds.
You know, there was some, I don't know if it was my favorite, but one of the things that stick out to my mind, and it actually happened recently, is a lasagna soup.
Oh,
it was like, yeah, it had like yeah. noodles in it, but uh-huh. then you like put the mozzarella cheese yep. on top and you're like trying to eat it, but there's more mozzarella cheese that just like stick to your,
it's as delicious as it sounds. If you were into lasagna, I suppose because I've had lasagna soup before and I'm remembering this now and it
not good.
No, it was fantastic. Oh. I deeply enjoyed it. So I'm glad.
All right.
I'm so glad for you.
Last question. Only like I wouldn't ask this, but we've asked this before to other people. And it gets me every time. So, Joel, if there was a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Okay. So here's how we're going to do this. This is going to be, I think it's going to be a pastrami sandwich. But we're going to do a sweet and sour mustard on this bad boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Because I think.
Because you're sweet and sour.
I think I'm sweet and sour. I think I've got a little. A lot of things going on. Pastrami sandwich, a little sweet and sour, and we're gonna throw in probably some some onions onto that. We want to make you savor the experience, because yes. hopefully that's how you feel about your experience.
Now
with
it's
me.
Time for Dudes and Dads pop quiz.
Wrong button. I meant to do this. Amateur hour here on the podcast.
Hey guys,
thank you so much.
Thanks for walking down memory lane with us. Five yes. years in here at the Dudes and Dads Pop Quiz. No, Dudes Dads Pop Podcast. We're super excited to announce that you can head over to dudesanddads.com.
And if you want to head and get some of our sweet merch, merch.dudesandads.com.
Is the new logo up there?
The new logo is up there. We'll be getting more merchandise soon.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it. Guys, as always, we're super grateful for you. Send us, like us, follow us, do all that thing, and let us know what you think of the show. Until next time, we wish you grace.
And peace.
Happy birthday!